And it's nice to take on that leadership role and especially build a program that never existed before.
Meet Buffalo Police Captain Amber Beyer. For more than a decade, she has served in the city police department responding to street calls. At the end of 2017, she was promoted to captain. Now she'll be serving in a new role. Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood recently created the position of health services coordinator.
And be given that opportunity by the commissioners. So obviously the commissioner's seen my ability in order to make that program successful. So I'm pretty excited and I feel like it's a little intimidating also. Now I have a lot to prove, you know, and set the bar.
About 115 Buffalo officers have completed crisis intervention training known as CIT. But Captain Beyer tells WBFO News it is her goal to increase training for as many officers as possible so they can better handle someone who might be having a mental health crisis.
Officers need to be aware of the signs and symptoms of a mental illness. It's not always cut and dry that this person has a mental illness. Sometimes we're just responding to a random passerby call, and when officers arrive, they don't know what they're dealing with. So a good portion of this training is teaching them the indicators and recognizing the signs and symptoms of mental illness.
What is that? What do you know about it?
Emotional indicators, behavioral indicators, appearance, verbal indicators, all these signs that might attribute to mental illness.
One of the more difficult issues facing the mental health community is the number of people incarcerated that are suffering from mental illness who didn't receive the proper interventions.
Obviously, we have to evaluate what the crime was that occurred. We can't let serious assaults or anything go unnoticed. You know, we have to pay attention to those. And also, if it was a responsibility of the mental illness, then try to get them the help that they need. Our goal is to get the individuals that we do respond to linked up with the appropriate services rather than continue to respond and not get them the appropriate help that they need.
Would that make a difference in arresting them versus bringing them in for some type of an evaluation to ECMC?
If it was a low-level crime, such as a trespassing issue, and we find out maybe the person has a mental illness and they're just lost, they really are not aware of where they're supposed to be right now, we wouldn't want to put that person in the criminal justice system. It would do no benefit for that person.
Captain Beyer tells us her new position will allow city officers to better serve the community.
My job is specifically to address these issues and get a better response.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.